سيف كوكين
دو تانسي إيتشو آل إيسوي آل
أهلا وسهلا
أما سكاي
Bienvenido
Un ناتي
جاك دونال تاخ تاي تان
You were invited to volunteer for Spicesisim Garden. Get away from the rat race. Get back to the land. Heal. Reconnect with yourself. Touch grass. Find a quiet place among the plants and find a quiet place inside yourself.
Check us out on Facebook at Indigenous Garden UBC Farm. Or visit the Spicesisim Indigenous Garden located at UBC Farm just off of Ross Road.
Where do you go to cry? Where do you go to scream? Where do you go to sing at the top of your lungs and play instruments and be free? You can join UBC Cry Club. UBC Cry Club provides instruments and a judgment-free zone for people to let loose and be free using music as therapy. UBC Cry Club meets at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays at the Fraser River Parkade. For more information, go to M01E on Instagram.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Every night for the last maybe 2 months, almost without exception, I leave London and I go somewhere like not of my own choosing. Sometimes I am in London as well, but it's somewhere I don't know, or I don't know why I'm there. I suppose over time I've become kind of numb to it, like I suspect it. It's like, okay, this night, I know there's going to be this wild adventure that could also be quite disturbing, because sometimes these places are dark and strange, and I don't feel 100% comfortable telling you about it, but I feel I need some help. So yeah, I remember last night I was somewhere in New York, and that's the other thing. I don't understand how I managed to travel such distances in such a short time. It's not like a plane that takes me there. I just seem to kind of appear there. But then I'm always like returned to where I was within, say, 12 hours. Yeah, so last night I was in New York, as I say, and it was dark. And my mum was there. You think darkness, but it was like a really warm presence in that darkness. And she said, and I didn't really understand what she meant, because there wasn't really any context for that. But then she said, I love you. And it felt tender. And I don't understand how that can happen, because I mean, she's been dead for a long time, but it just felt so real. I don't know if it's like possible now with technology for someone to recreate that, or maybe without sleep, my mind can get so delirious that maybe it creates some type of representation of her that's tangible and real. It's scary and also tender, I guess. And when I kind of realized I was back in my room, I was really confused, because I wasn't sure what was real anymore. Like, what was that? Is she alive? Did that happen? And how could it feel so real if it's not, who or what would want me to experience it, to experience this? Need to experience, want me to experience, experience,
But when the first letter is a while, you have to pronounce the last letter of the verb. So c'est égal. You have to pronounce it. Yeah, complicated.
Oui.
C'est
égal. Complicated.
Ouais, ouais.
Complication.
Sometimes I'm in familiar places like my home, and then, you know, I just take the post, put it in the slot, walk out of my front door, and I'm somewhere completely different, and the world is transformed, and all of a sudden I'm in a supermarket buying groceries, and it really makes no sense why someone would want to stop me from sleeping and take me to a supermarket. But while I'm there, I still try and do practical things. For example, the other night, I bought some cereal. And somehow the sound of a baby crying can morph into something musical and wonderful. Checking out in a supermarket, but what I'm buying isn't cereal anymore. It's now makeup, and I don't wear makeup. Who am I buying this for, and why?
When he finally settled in Paris in 1904, Picasso moved into a squalid warren of studios called the Bateau Lavoir, known to poets as the Acropolis of Cubism. This ramshackle wooden hovel subsequently...
So yeah, you probably have a good sense of how strange these kind of happenings are. And I mean, I started recording my memories of them when I kind of come to, generally in the morning, with the intention of playing to you to try and give a sense of what was going on and the strangest details I haven't even got to. So I thought I'd play this for you and maybe we could figure out what was going on, who was taking me, and also if the authorities needed to get involved, then perhaps this would be good evidence for them. So, I mean, here's a couple of examples. I've basically been recording them on my phone, so let me pull them up for you.
Right. Break out in school, or fights that just escalate to the point where everyone's scared and everything's getting smashed up, and the police are brought in, but they can't control it. Fear in Turkey.
I mean, where do you start with that? Fear in Turkey? Alright, here's another.
It was very confusing. What can I remember? I'll just read off the end, I guess. I was with these, like, hippie punks, and we were travelling. Oh, yeah, before that, I was trying to get round, like, it was in the water. I needed to get round, like, a bit of land or something, or just... Oh no, something was in the way, and I was like, how do I... Well, maybe I was in the pavement, and then... Not pavement, but the street. But there was a seat.
But I got up, walked out to my kitchen, and made some biscuits. I got a voucher for a colleague's birthday. and packed them up, and just getting back from lunch, I had some tacos from that place over on Pacific. They're okay, but not great, but you know, what can we do in downtown San Francisco?
That's when you hide the truth. It's when you talk more jazz group and when you lie and address something you don't know.
It's so whack that it's bound to show. When you lie about
me and the band. God, where are we off to today?
San Francisco routine call.
Check it out.
First saved message.
Hey, bitch. Where are you? I'm antsy as fuck. Cosmic is coming tomorrow and I don't know what the fuck to do with myself. So we should go play some pool. Where are you at? Answer the phone. Blah, blah, blah. Goodbye.
Save 9. Saved. Next message.
Younger Samuel, just seeing if you were going to get into anything tonight. If not, we should hang out on Saturday, right?
Next message.
Sam, where are you? We're about to leave and go to a bar, and you're coming with us. I don't know where you are, but you're going. You are D-I-R-T, Jared.
Next message.
What's up, young Sammy? Just on the off chance that you were...
During these hectic days of...
I had a dream that you were getting married and forgot to invite me.
Avon would just like to bring you a pleasant reminder.
When the first letter is a while, you have to pronounce the last letter of the verb. So, c'est égal. You have to pronounce it. Yeah, complicated.
Boring. Let us switch to some poetry.
I'm bigger than just a white man. I care about my fucking family. I care about my family.
Nice. You wanna go?
No, I've been in.
Everything all right?
Yeah, I was just waiting for you. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sam, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, sorry. You know what? Why don't I just play you a few more of these recordings I've made of my recollections and just see if we can piece them together. Like, I'll just play a few at once. Once he got...
I was with my family and kind of staying in a motel or a house. We got to the woods and stuff and it wasn't clear. I feel like maybe we're just renting the
people. And...
And I had this weird, odd-shaped room.
And threw a book up in the air that span.
I watched something on TV, it was a small TV. I'm sure I was jealous of...
Can anyone get me to, like, roll a joint? And I was like, okay, I can do that for you.
And it was all connected up via, like, crocodile clips.
And suddenly, I got absolutely crushed by...
The selections.
Okay,
sorry,
with these.
It wasn't clear.
Recording.
I feel like maybe we're just renting the woods, and it wasn't really a festival. And I put my hand, and it was like a load of mushrooms. Like, I don't know what kind of mushrooms. They were kind of sitting next to me. It was just a conversation, but they were like kind of
was a selection
quite in a loose voice record ideas. And this one in particular, I thought you might be interested in hearing.
I'm sorry about sex.
Okay, what time is it? British friend.
For you.
I felt involved into...
Into like the house.
So it was hospitable and really.
But it was a joint thing. Like my decision.
I remember.
And on paper.
That's what I remember.
Bits of this.
You know what happened.
But actually,
so I was in my
life. On January 17th, UBC Radio CITR 101.9 FM presents our 24 hours of radio art programming, featuring innovative approaches to music and sound. It's 24 hours of spoken word, ambient, drone, field recordings, collage, plunder phonics, robocalls, voicemail fails, sound research, and noise.
No principito.
No principito.
No principito.
Mokob.
Bouteille.
Bouchi. C'est ça. Deo. Essola.
Cerimonie.
Sì. Vabbè.
La saccoccia.
Picca. Bifrichi.
Chidù.
Beh.
Se sa. Mortificato.
Fregate. Gliela ci una guardata.
Gliela
ci una guardata. Utulato sul
gol. Vero.
Ne favini li nervi.
Sì. Sì.
Luppe gallocchi.
Sì. Sì.
Ciafregno. Spragne. Lilla. Spragne.
Non lo saccio più.
Lugacchitto. Vagina lagna.
Ghiglie.
La saccoccia.
None.
Cucindra. Cucindra. Si spendi voa.
Non ce l'ho vista alla fine? Non aspetta a spendere nemmeno.
Cucindra.
Ma perché li vuoi fare? Li va avanti, ma perché ce l'hai imo, però. Ah, però li va avanti.
Va avanti.
Va avanti.
Snazzega.
All'urzallusci. All'urzallusci. All'urzallusci.
Ierluppe gallo.
Ghiglie. Non lo saccio più. Non lo saccio più.
What?
When he himself might his part as make. That's what I think this means is, spiritually speaking, one might have intrusive thoughts, or something like that. And those intrusive thoughts can be very revealing to oneself in an existential way. Existential in the sense that when Hamlet questions, who Fardell's bear, Fardell's being emotional, so whose emotions could bear basically like the drudgery of life? And having eternal life means never going back to something that was once felt so. When I say never going back, I think it's like never going back in the sense that further into the soliloquy, Hamlet says, the undiscovered country from whose bourne no traveler returns, is that the place that can never be rediscovered, but only known in the beginning, I think. And then we know more about this by examining the bit, so to speak, later on as well. I mean, back to the undiscovered country. Perhaps these places that cannot be rediscovered by a greater burden, that the pain of being awake in this life, or consciousness that Hamlet seems to contend, and that's why this place is forgotten. Almost so saying that we have forgotten worse, possible past lifetime, perhaps. And that's the dream of a grasping version of things, not real yet, difficult. And that's why he remarks, thus conscious to say, the power of himself. But, like a bear bounty. Think of Fowler's bear, to grunt and sweat under a weary leg, but that the dread of something after death, the undiscovered country from whose bourne no traveler returns, puzzles the world. And makes us rather bear those things we have been far to others that we have not. This consciousness does make cowards of us all. And thus the night of pure resolution is sick and lonely with the pale cast of death. And thus the night of pure resolution is sick and lonely with the pale cast of death. And enterprises of good hide the moment.
Broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, situated on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. You're listening to 24 Hours of Radio Art on CITR 101.9 FM.
17th, CITR 101.9 FM presents our annual 24 Hours of Radio Art Programming, featuring innovative approaches to music and sound. It's 24 hours of spoken word, ambient, drone, field recordings, and sound walks, collage, technical support calls, voicemail fails, sound art, and noise. Listen live on CITR 101.9 FM or online at CITR.ca.
Regulation
71. Result of the election
of December the 7th, 1964.
A. Number of votes cast for each list of candidates. People's Progressive Party, 109,332 votes. People's National Congress, 96,657 votes. United Force, 29,612 votes.
The election is now over.
A hard and at times bitter campaign has come to an end.
And the results of the People's National Congress, in the interests of peace and stability in Vienna, has agreed with the support of the United Force to form a government. One of the most serious tasks facing us at this moment is the attainment of independence at the earliest point of time. One of the disturbing features of the election, which we have noted, is the apparent cleavage existing in our society, brought about by colonialism and 7 years of mismanagement and misrule. It has come to our knowledge that despite the years of disaster suffered by the people of this country, a large section of the electorate was persuaded against its best interests to vote for the party formerly in power as a result of the dishonest and opportunist propaganda that, unless that party was returned to power, those people would suffer. The new government, headed by this government holds
that all the people of this country are equally important, whether they belong to a large group or to a small group. To us, the Amerindians are important. To us, the Chinese are important. To us, the Portuguese are important. To us, the Europeans are important. To us, the mixed races are important. To us, the Africans are important. To us, the Indians are important. To us, the Europeans are important. To us, the mixed races are important. To us, the Africans are important. To us, the Indians are important. To us, the Europeans are important. To us, the mixed races are important. To us, the Africans are important. To us, the Indians are important. To us, the Europeans are important. To us, the mixed races are important. To us, the Africans are important. To us, the Indians are important. To us, the Europeans are important. To us, the mixed races are important. To us, the Africans are important. To us, the Indians are important. To us, the Chinese are important. To us, the Portuguese are important. To us, the Europeans are important. To us, the mixed races are important. To us, the Africans are important. To us, the Indians are important. In short, all Guyanese are important and valued members of our community, and we cherish them and consider that as a government, it is our duty and privilege to guard, protect, and further the real interests of all. It would appear that the would-be destroyers of this country have sought to convince our Indian citizens that they have cause to fear because of the removal of the former government. We can assure our Indian citizens here and now that rather than cause for fear, they have much to hope for from the new government. This government is not bent on the confiscation of property. This government will not pursue policies likely to bring the races into collision. This government will maintain law and order. This government, while in office, will never declare its impotence to see that the lives and property and personal safety of any citizens are protected. We are fully aware that attempts will be made in the future, as in the past, to create disturbances.
Flycatchers a minute ago, red-winged blackbirds, oriole, brown thrasher, veery, red-eyed vireo, oven bird, crows.
Say hello, my dude.
course, there's some things you would say. You're on that line, you have to know.
You're listening to 24 Hours of Radio Art on UBC Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
The red wing blackbird seem to be taking over the place to a great extent. Strangely enough, the red wing blackbird has been increasing almost everywhere.
The combination outward toward the center of the pond and have grassy. I would imagine if you counted all the insects, all of the life in the water, things of this sort that you could probably find 1,500 or more different kinds of animals.
Southern parts, East Coast.
And recently, red winged blackbirds have gone, we've always thought of them as marsh birds. They've gone from nesting in marsh.
To nesting in open field. Places
like this, respect is impossible.
There's the beaver.
With a big stick in his mouth.
Yes, you're watching.
And he'll probably bring that over to the dam.
Is that a strong sterile owl right above us?
Yes, the one that's been making all that noise sitting here. But that's one of the prettiest calls we can hear.
Song sterile, particularly right along the edges.
Again, not back in the woods.
Probably
swept
his tail in the water. He's starting to circle, see? Yeah.
this is it.
Baby, you confused me.
Une garantie.
Continuez dans ce. Bien évidemment qu'il n'aime pas plus 4, mais des joueurs extraordinaires toutes les équipes. Il va payer une arrière. Une culture. Un all-in sur Kylian Mbappé en perdant énormément de. Et tous les jours, tous les deux jours. Il doit reprendre.
That's a chicken, Peter. As a matter of fact, it has almost the same tempo as the Phoebe call. But this is the Phoebe call of the black-capped chickadee, which almost everyone knows. And it's a call that you hear at this time of year, but not much at any other time. It's a screw mating call. Very clear and soft, as we hear, just as we hear it right now. There's a cricket, and if you listen very carefully, you can count the number of times that the cricket chirps in a minute. There's a little mathematical formula that you can use to convert this into temperature, and it's quite accurate. These thieves, insects, particularly crickets, call is a direct function of the temperature at which they're living at the moment. They also have an unusual way of making their noises. When a human being talks, of course, he lets air out of his lungs, and it goes across the vocal cords, and by varying the tension of the vocal cords might make different sounds, words, and we also use our tongue. We have a constant flow of air going from our lungs through our throats, out through our mouths, and we use this to vibrate towards the sound. Frogs don't do this. Frogs get their lungs filled with air, and then they close their mouths, and then they pump this air back and forth from their lungs to their mouths, and then back from the mouth to the lungs, and in going back and forth over the vocal cords, it vibrates them, and this is how frogs make these calls. In order to make the call louder, most frogs have what is known as a sounding chamber. This is simply a sack that can puff up full of air, and it acts like the hollow inside a drum or something of this sort, and it magnifies the sound and makes it carry that much further. And this is exactly what these green frogs are doing right now. Bullfrogs and almost all the frogs we have in this area have sounding sacks of some sort that they inflate when they're calling, which magnifies the call and makes it that much more distinct.
So they can talk just as well underwater as above water.
Some frogs will call from underwater, that's right.
What's that?
That's a cricket frog. It doesn't sound like those green frogs we were listening to a minute ago. It has that real snoring. Didn't use last winter since it's still early.
This record has been prepared for EDN readers to illustrate some of the techniques now possible in the field of voice communication. The following specific areas: computer speech and sound, vocoders, speed speaking, and harmonic compression were taped at Bell Telephone Laboratories to demonstrate some of the research being performed. First, you will hear a demonstration of computer speech. This speech has been programmed for a computer, and the computer's output has been applied to a digital-to-analog converter. Note the characteristic flatness of the voice.
to be or not to be? That is the question. Whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune.
The technique of vocoding human speech is demonstrated next. In a vocoder, the speech is analyzed and the most important acoustic components are removed and encoded. The encoded speech requires considerably less bandwidth than the original message. This information is transmitted over a telephone line to the receiver. The receiver, or decoder, uses this information to synthesize a replica of the original speech input. The first sentence group is the original speech, while the second group is the reconstituted speech from the vocoding system.
Should we chase those young outlaw cowboys?
Excuse me, I never sent to the job. It's time we rounded up that herd of Asian cattle.
High altitude jets, wind fast speed.
Yeah.
Should we chase those young outlaw cowboys?
Excuse me, I never sent to the job. It's time we rounded up that herd of Asian cattle.
Most of you have heard the so-called Donald Duck effect in speech when a tape recording or phonograph is played at 12th normal speed. By playing a record at 1/2 normal speed, we obtain the reverse of Donald Duck, or the extremely slow and annoying speech. In some cases, it would be desirable to slow speech without lowering the basic frequency. For instance, we might wish to study a foreign language's content so as to more nearly duplicate it in our own talking. First, you will hear normal speech. Then you will hear speech slowed to a dynamic speed. Next, you will hear speech processed at twice its normal rate to a harmonic speed.
Hello, how are you?
Guten Tag, verstehen Sie Deutsch? Нет, но вы меня понимаете, когда я говорю по-русски? Oui, monsieur, vous avez bien mangé? Meneer, ik kan u niet verstaan. Praat Hollands. Buonasera, signorina. Lei ha dei cartoni bellissimi. È italiana? No, signor. Soy española. Buenas noches. Hello? How are you? Guten Tag. Verstehen Sie Deutsch? Nein. No, Sie müssen mir panimati, когда я говорю so...
How are you? Guten Tag, verstehen Sie Deutsch? Нет, но вы не понимаете, когда я говорю по-русски. Вот где, вы говорите на русском. Нет, это не просто, это плохо. Я не знаю, что это не берите.
The harmonic compressor is a possible application of the process of speed listening. A person who is blind, or even someone using recorded teaching techniques, can assimilate information at a rate considerably faster than normal, relaxed speaking. The previously mentioned Donald Duck effect results in a shrill garble. But harmonic processing produces normal sound of speech at an increased rate. At unlighted intersections throughout the blacked out area, volunteers took over the job of directing traffic.
Tu es par rapport au prix de foot féminin? 125 euros.
At unlighted intersections throughout the blacked out area, volunteers took over the job of directing traffic.
3 conditions.
Ouvrez le métier qui.
The surgical removal of the larynx or human tone generator prevents the production of the voiced speech phonemes. The early artificial larynx was a rough activated reed that was held in the mouth. This device was unsanitary and aesthetically unappealing. The modern artificial larynx is a transistor-based tone generator that is held against the throat.
This is a demonstration of the Bell system. Artificial larynx. It is a small, transistorized device which is held against the rectum of the user. Some 10,000 people in the United States who have had their vocal cords removed are able to speak again using this unit.
And now the Bell Telephone Laboratory's computer will sing for you while playing its own accompaniment. While the somewhat stylized left hand and the perfect pitch differ from reality, this demonstration will give you an energy boost voice.
Interested in making radio? How about hosting your own show?
At CITR, you can make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From news, art, sports, to gender empowerment, accessibility, music, and the BIPOC collective, there's definitely something for everyone. Explore new worlds both virtually and at our station, and be prepared to have a blast with some new pals. For more information or to join, please visit citr.ca/get involved.